السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, when we study the glorious Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we get this clear picture that there is a life to come that is a life of eternity, and we will be treated in that life to come according to the life that we live in this world. For the last few weeks we have been speaking about the life in the grave, what will transpire in that grave, what are the negatives and what are the positives, and what a human being has to acquire before he departs so he can succeed in that one home, the home of the grave. The ulama-i kiram, after studying the divine constitution and the divine traditions, they have come to this conclusion that there are three asbab, there are three reasons and three sources through which a person can be blessed in the grave. First is a'mal-e saliha, it is virtuous acts. Through the barakat of these virtuous acts, a person can be immune in the grave from the chastisement. The second sabab is, sometimes a person dies by a certain sickness. Through the barakat of that, or through the endurance of that, Allah Rabbul Izzat will protect him from the chastisement of the qabr. And the third sabab is that sometimes Allah Rabbul Izzat takes the life of a human being at a very special time, and through the barakat of that time, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant emancipation from the adab-e-qabr. So the first is a'mal-e-saliha, and that is something that we can achieve and attain through our efforts. The second is a sickness that comes from above, and the third is a special time that is a selection by Allah. But the first one is a'mal-e-saliha, virtuous deeds. And that is something that we can attain and achieve and acquire in our lifetime through our own struggle. That's why it has been said that when a person is placed in the grave, and now the people are moving away, and they are leaving this person in the grave alone, so they're moving away, they're walking back home, this person in the grave starts to hear the footsteps. Now immediately the a'mal come to the rescue. They will not leave this person alone in the grave because it is a dark hole. So immediately the salah will come, the prayer that is a virtuous act, and will sit beside the head of this human being. And then it has been said that the fasting will come on the right side, the zakat, the compulsory donation, or you can say compulsory charity, will come on the left side, and then all the other optional ibadat, they will come and sit beside his feet. And if the chastisement comes from the right side or the left side, or from above or from below, there will be certain guards. These guards that I have just mentioned, they will be there to protect him. And these are certain a'mal and certain virtuous actions that a person can attain by his own effort. The Prophet of Allah has said in the ahadith al-mubarakah that a person that gives the ultimate sacrifice, and the ultimate sacrifice is that he gives his life to please Allah Rabbul Izzat for the propagation of Islam, that person in the grave will be protected from the adab-e-qabr. So much so that the muhaddithin have said that he will not be questioned in the grave. Sometimes when an ambassador of a country is sent to another country, he fulfills all his mission, and follows the laws of his own country, and when he returns back into his country, there is no checking for that person, because he's a VIP person. He's an ambassador of his own country. It is a disrespect to check him and to open his bags. So they allow him to come through the green channel. Likewise, a person that is a true ambassador, a true khalifa of Allah Rabbul Izzat on this planet, when he goes back into the grave and from the grave into akhirah, that person will not be checked. And this is what the muhaddithin have said. There's another hadith in Muslim, in which the Prophet of Allah has said, ribatu yawmin wa laylatin. Ribatu yawmin wa laylatin khayrun min siyami shahrin wa qiyamihi. To stand on the borderlines, to protect your country, to be in defense, to only stand one day or one night in this noble duty is better than fasting for 1 month. And it is better than worshipping Allah Rabbul Izzat for 1 whole month. Then the Prophet of Allah says, wa in mata, if that person in this line of duty gives his life, if a person dies on the borderline, protecting the country from the onslaught of the enemies, wa in mata jara alayhi amalu alladhi kana ya'malu. At the time of death, he must be in a virtuous act. That act and the reward of that act does not come to an end. He will be rewarded for eternity. He will be rewarded until the day of judgment for that one action. And then further, the Prophet of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, says, وَأُجْرِيَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُ, and provisions and sustenance will be provided for this person in the grave. Sustenance and provisions will be provided for this person in the grave. And further, the Prophet of Allah says, وَأَمِنَ الْفُتَّانِ, that this person will be immune and protected from the adab-e qabr and from the fitna and the commotion of the qabr. Now this is the reward of a person that is standing on the